With corn and soybean prices generally suppressed, South Dakota farmers may have the opportunity to increase their crop diversity by incorporating spring wheat into their rotations. Research has shown adding a small grain into a corn-soybean rotation can boost soil health and ultimately crop productivity. SDSU spring wheat breeder Carl Glover explains, yield potential for spring wheat in South Dakota continues to climb, with increases creeping a half bushel higher each year for over a decade.
So over the 13 years that I've been here, if you look at the average productivity of the spring wheat from recent releases versus those from around 2000 or 2002, then there's about a 6.5 bushel average yield increase that's available with the new materials compared to the older ones.
Glover advises reviewing the 2015 spring wheat variety performance trials for aid in selecting a wheat line suited to location and needs. He points to the spring wheat variety called Forefront, which is a taller cultivar with a 3-year yield average in the low 60 bushel range.
Prevail and Surpass are two examples of a typical South Dakota spring wheat in terms of maturity and productivity and other characteristics, except that they're both relatively short.
The 2015 crop performance data for spring wheat is available online at igrow.org. Yield, disease resistance, and test weight are tracked, along with potential profitability. The opportunity for stronger spring wheat production exists this year, and Glover encourages South Dakota farmers to put more wheat into their 2016 rotations. I'm Pam Gabbert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.